Monday, March 11th, you probably have heard that Bitcoin today reached its all-time high and is currently sitting over $70,000 US dollars per Bitcoin. Real Bitcoin maxis will probably tell you one Bitcoin equals one Bitcoin, but most of us in the real world right now, at least the way things stand now, compare it to fiat currency, and this is the highest it's ever been. And I gotta tell you, as this bull run is in full effect here, the more people I follow, the more and more I am getting on this Bitcoin train and really understanding its capacity to dominate over the next decades. And I would recommend, or I'm trying to recommend to people that I know who are not really in the game, that they should try and get some, and then probably try and get some more. I think it's a smart play for certainly for the long term. If you're thinking about your kids' colleges or how to retire, or you have a 401k sitting there or Roth IRAs, I think, not financial advice, but I think you would be better off to have it in Bitcoin. There are a bunch of reasons that I'm not going to get into now. We'll probably do a podcast about this when I understand it a little bit more, but a lot of the things I'm reading and watching are just really making a lot of sense. And at its very, very, very simplest level, it's simple. The first thing you learn in economics is supply and demand. And now that the big boys, the institutional money, is in the game with Bitcoin ETFs, there is a lot of demand with a fixed supply. And in anytime you have that, you know what that means. So I think we are in the short term on for a pretty quick spike and ride, but over the next decade or two, it's going to get wild.